Hello.
Hey, this is Miles with XPO.
What's going on, Miles?
Hey, I'm calling in regards to an order for a customer, Anna Nielsen in Byron, Illinois.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a Best Buy rep that called and said that the customer contacted her and the customer told her that the text told the customer that because there's only the dishwasher install on the order, that they're going to have to leave the customer's refrigerator in the customer's front yard.
No, nobody said front yard. You know, that Best Buy fucking exaggerates too much. There's no install. She has appliances that have to come out. Because we have no installs on them, we cannot remove the old ones and bring in the new ones. She was told that they were going to be placed in the garage.
They can be. We can drop the appliances off and leave them in the garage.
Yes, that's what we
Yeah.
said. Nobody said nothing about the front yard.
Oh, okay,
We're,
that's
we
good.
don't do that kind of stuff.
I know. I know. I know
That
you
Best
guys
Buy
wouldn't do
always
that.
tries to exaggerate to make us look bad, but that's wrong. We did not say that. We told her because there's no installs, we can install the dishwasher, remove the old one, and place the other ones in the garage. We told her if she wants us to install them, she could call Best Buy and pay for the installs. Her answer was, "I am not paying $400 for something I can do myself."
Okay. Yeah,
So.
the only thing that we could install would be the refrigerator. That would be the only thing we could install outside of the dishwasher. 'Cause when they
Not if
have
we got, I don't see how we have no installs on anything.
Well, we would
I
just
even
take
talked to our area manager, the Best Buy manager, and they said they were to be left in the garage.
Oh, yeah, because with the refrigerator, we would just take it in, put it in the place, and plug it in. And if there's an existing water line, we would connect, the existing water line. Because, they want us to do the job. If, like if home delivery went out, we would have to do what they do, with the exception of the fact that if there's no install for the gas range, there's no install for the microwave, well, the customer's going to have to pay for that. And then we'd have to go back out on another day to do that. But the refrigerator, we could actually put in the place and plug it in.
I don't know. I was told not to, so I'm going to be contacting my manager and the other other manager
Oh,
before I do
okay.
anything. Where it's going to be a while before we get there anyway. So,
Oh, y'all haven't even made it out to this customer?
no,
Oh,
she's a
okay,
four to
cool.
six.
Oh, okay, yeah. So y'all will be going there later in the day. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with this, if nothing else, we can do the dishwasher and we can install the
Like
refrigerator.
I said, I got to call my area manager because I was told everything goes in the garage.
Okay, well, you can let the area manager know that we're supposed to install the refrigerator
Okay.
because we're supposed to, because Best Buy puts it on us, like if home delivery can do it, and then we get suckered into having to deliver like a kitchen full of appliances because the customer, say the customer paid to have a microwave installed, and then Best Buy puts a whole kitchen on the order, then they want us to deliver the whole kitchen of appliances while we go out there and we're only out there to install a microwave. But then if it's something that the home delivery team would have installed, like the refrigerator, because it's a plug-and-play appliance, we're supposed to do that. Or if it was like a washing machine or an electric dryer, we're supposed to do that as well. So they put all this work on you guys that there's no extra pay involved with that I know about. And they're expecting us to do all of these things because that's what the home delivery team would do. So if nothing else, we can do the refrigerator and the dishwasher and then the hallways. I mean that there's four hallways on the thing,
Yeah, if they're not
but
disconnected, I'm not taking anything.
yeah, 'cause I mean we're technically supposed to, but I mean those hallways, I don't think there's any more of like a $20 payment for a hallway SKU. I don't know for sure, but I mean that involves you guys having to unhook all of those appliances
Right, which we will not do because we are not installing them.
Right. And then of course we wouldn't want to leave those spaces empty due to
Right.
liability reasons. So yeah, if nothing else, we can do the dishwasher and the refrigerator and we can drop off the range and the microwave in the garage and
Okay, I'll
the
be calling
customer.
my area manager before I get there.
Definitely. That sounds
Okay.
wonderful. And then yeah, anything we can do to try to prevent the customer from being upset would be great. But yeah, it's when you speak with the area manager, whatever they tell you, whatever they advise you, that'd be the thing to go with. But if we can get that refrigerator installed at the very least, you know, just put in the place, plugged in.
Okay, and like already... I said, Miles, I'll talk to my area manager because I was told this morning what to do by both of them. So I'll call them back.
All right, good deal, good deal. Thank you so very much.
Right,
I'm glad to hear we haven't made it out there yet, and I don't know where the heck they came up with the idea that we're going to leave somebody's refrigerator in the front yard. That is insane.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, we're just going to leave it in your front yard, then your neighbors can all look at your house with a refrigerator in the front yard. No, but that's okay. I know that you guys would never do that, so I didn't expect, you know, that to be the case. But, yeah, I'm glad I got to talk to you. It's always a good – it's always a pleasure. And I thank you so much for everything that you do, and I do hope you have a good weekend.
You too, Miles. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.